Blog Talk Radio. Telephone, praise God, at 305-917-5223. by email at drlily@yahoo.com or www.apostlecondesso.com. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank and praise God for every opportunity that we have to come and to share. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word of the Lord with you. It's a blessing of the Lord to be able to expound the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We never know when or what we need to hear. Praise God. At the time that God, by his spirit, will allow the word to come through. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. There are a lot of messages, various messages, praise God, I taught. But to each and every life, each and every heart, there's that one specific word sometimes that we need to hear. Praise God, to hit us, to touch us right at the moment, the very place that where we are that we need. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because in our, these days that we are going through now, oh, can we say that, yes, they are the times are indeed evil per se, according to the word of God. We've always gone through something. There's always been something. But it seems like these days and times, it's much more. And if ever we need, hallelujah, glory to God, the mercy of God, we need it now. Praise God. We need God in every way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we thank him for his presence. Hallelujah, glory to his name, to the Lamb of God that is in our lives. Thank you, him, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God, because without him, we would not have access. But through him, we have access to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank the Lord. We see that we do have a caller. Praise God. And we just want to let you know and acknowledge you that we see you. Praise God. And that if you'll hold on and be with us, we'll speak with you toward the end of the broadcast. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. We're going to get ready to go into prayer. Praise God. And we invite you to come along, that whatever is on your heart, whatever you need today, praise God, we know who and where to find the answer. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. If he doesn't give it to you directly, he has someone somewhere, hallelujah, that he may lead you to, that may have what you need. Amen. Come on, shout and give him praise, for he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for this opportunity, Father God, to just call on your name and to say thank you for what you've done, Holy Ghost, what you want to do. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name with thanksgiving first and foremost, Father. In the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we let, hallelujah, full glory to God. Let our request be made known unto you, Lord God. You are aware of everything, every situation, circumstance, condition, or problem that we face. You know everything that is going on. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oftentimes people may think, well, God is not paying attention. But God, you are paying attention. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the answer. You come with the answer. You bring the answer. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Or you will lead us to the answer, Lord God. You have the solution. And so we thank you that as we call on your name, hallelujah, today, hallelujah, glory to God, on this broadcast, that Lord, for every heart, hallelujah, glory to God, that will come, every ear that will listen, oh God, that you will meet their needs, you will touch them in a very special way in every situation, circumstance, condition, or problem that they may be dealing with, oh God, and seeking answers, oh God, that they may find the solutions that they need. Father, we thank you and we praise you for that in the name of Jesus and give you the praise in advance and say thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, I hear. Yes, Lord. And release a special anointing, Heavenly Father, upon those that will receive. Well, praise to God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for it being done. Now, in Jesus' holy and mighty name, to God be the glory in all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for he is worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Without further ado, we are going to get ready and bring this message. Praise God. This teaching. Hallelujah. Pray that you will just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Praise God. And, of course, let us hear from you. We look forward to hearing your comments. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are picking that up on the mercy of God, part four, the continuance of God's covenant mercy. What does the Old Testament, the continuance of God's mercy, all those the redemptive ministry of Christ comes to be thought of as? Clear expression of God's mercy, i.e. God's love. The Old Testament theme continues to be sounded as a basis for a symbol of God. The benefits of God's mercy include peace, love, joy, to mention a few, etc. To reiterate, Christ comes to be thought of as the clearest expression of God's mercy. The Old Testament theme continues to be sounded as the basis for people of God. And the Magnificat merely recalls the mercy of God. God's hesed or mercy, love expressed in his continual faithfulness to his, and of course, Luke 1:50 and NIV tells us that his mercy extends to those who fear. And that word is phobia, meaning to revere or have reverence for him from generation to generation. Luke 1:54 and NIV says he has helped his servant Israel remembering to be merciful. And Luke 1:58 says, but her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. It's good to have, hallelujah, joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Help others to share in that joy with you. Praise the holy name of Jesus. Luke 1:17 says this, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. And Luke 1:78 says this again, because of the tender mercy of God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Paul likes to say this divine commitment to of mercy to the undeserving people in the Old Testament. With God's stubborn pursuit of Israel then and through Christ in the New Testament era and its extension to the Gentiles. Perhaps one may ask how. Well, Romans 9:15-16 says this, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. The ability to show mercy first comes from God, and then through the grace, we are able to show and display mercy to others to the glory of God. Amen. Romans 9:23 says this, and that he might make known the riches of his glory, that is his glorious riches, the perfection of his nature, his love, his grace and mercy, his wisdom, power, faithfulness, his justice and holiness, all which are most evidently displayed in the salvation of his people. Here it comes. Romans 11:31-32 says this, so they too have now become disobedient, order that they too might, they now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to the disobedient so that he may have mercy on all of them. So they too have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy, for God has consigned all people to disobedience so that he may show mercy to them all. Which brings us back to the scripture, we always have sinned and fallen short, amen? None of us are exempt, but through his love for humanity, we have a chance. Praise his holy name. Romans 15:9 tells us that, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for the Gentiles. I will sing praises, hallelujah, of your name, hallelujah, glory to God. And when he did, first he let two Gentiles speak. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. NRSV, spiral. Hallelujah, glory to God. Like this, praise God. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchase. Hallelujah, glory to God. Bless your people that you may step forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of them who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And of course, that is represented, emphasized by God. Apply with special emphasis to the Gentiles, believers to remind them of their undeserved blessings. The fact is equally true of Gentiles and Jews. People come into relationship with God only because God shows mercy to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Similar to the New Testament, right? Echo the Old Testament. Believe that mercy belongs to God. And that his resource of mercy is inexhaustible. Thank God it is. Amen. As referencing Ephesians 2 and 4, for this reason, people can confidently cry out to God for mercy in a time of need. Remember that a covenant is binding, yet conditional at heart, because it is contingent upon a witness. As it is received, it must also be given. That is what mercy is all about. Amen? Glory to God. Come back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And receive again the matter. Praise God. What we've been sharing on the mercy of God. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Now.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
As the voice of an angel, gazing on the strange unheard. Oh, let the gentle voice whisper to comforting words. Wait till the darkness is gone. Hey, wait till the darkness is done. Oh, for the sunshine. Oh, after the shower. Oh, I will come back home. Yeah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, praise God, I pray that you will take a moment, take time out of your busy schedule and say, okay, let me find out more about this Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. And make him your personal Savior. Ask him to come into your life. Ask him, hallelujah, glory to God, to save you, to hold God, yes, to wash you, to cleanse you, and to purify you. And the Holy Spirit to come to lead and guide and to direct you. Because as you have received access, hallelujah, glory to God, by the Spirit, hallelujah, access to Jesus. And through Jesus, you have access to the Father. We all do. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's a process. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a preach coming on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. So don't be shy. As my friend used to say, don't draw back. Don't hold back. Press forward and press into. This is the time to do so. Amen. We need that covering. And we need someone that's going to be that inner strength to hold our arms up, lift us up in our hearts, in our minds, our body, our souls, our spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God. Someone that will come and say, welcome, my child. Someone that will reach out in a time of need. Someone that will not turn their back. Someone not be a sometime friend. But someone that will be an all-time friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Listen, hallelujah, to what I'm saying. It is a necessary time. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Let us hear from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the LRCM broadcast with Dr. Lily. Hallelujah, glory to God, and we appreciate you so much. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let us hear from you now. God bless you. We're going to get ready to close on out now with a little bit more of our intro song. And by the grace of God, we'll be back again on next week. Hallelujah, glory to God, with the latter. Hallelujah, glory to God, of our teaching regarding the mercy of God. Amen. Beginning with Well, actually, part five. Amen. God bless you. Take care. Thank you.